Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. It is the 18th day of November. On the phone line with us, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
First things first, I suppose you and I both have our hearts going out to all those folks in Gifford and Washington and many other places across Illinois and the Midwest that suffered severe damage from tornadoes and high winds over the weekend.
Most definitely, and we're quite blessed here in Bloomington. We just had some minor damage, but there was quite a few listeners out there, Todd, that suffered some pretty good damage out in the countryside. I know the media covers the towns, but there's quite a few farmsteads that got hit fairly hard.
And I heard, but I haven't identified just where that a leg went down here, probably in Champaign County. I'm not quite certain where that was. It may have been in an elevator. We're hopeful that nobody was hurt in any of those prospects. I know there were some fatalities in this process, and it's always a dangerous thing when tornadic weather makes its way across the Midwest, and it's a good reason to have your alerts on and the radio on and trying to stay up to speed with where those really terrible tornadoes might land. Let's turn your attention to the marketplace, Kurt, and because there are things that have been happening in Washington, D.C., the RFS proposal, which U.S. EPA floated a few weeks ago, was released as the proposal on Friday afternoon, and the marketplace took it in stride then, but managed to take a few more pennies out of the market today.
Yeah, corn's had a tough road in through here. You know, the positive part was, you know, a little aggressive export pace to Asia, but with the WASDE USDA coming out and showing ample supply of bushels, a little bit bigger production, and the ongoing renewable fuel concern, even though this proposal, you know, going through here and through here, probably going to be a negative factor as far as putting the ethanol blend intact in through here. It's probably more of a longer term concern in our mind, but it's just the fact that with the news we've seen, it just kind of limited the buying interest. And to add more negative news midday, talk of China possibly finding some GMO unauthorized in a load of corn, and they've been the big buyers here, and that just turned everybody negative as we pushed the fundamental picture negative. The market went lower and was able to get below the previous lows, and just triggered some technical selling as the corn market made new lows here as we went into about midday there, Todd.
We were a little, I think some folks were kind of hopeful that we might have a bounce. Guess that is not going to come to fruition, at least not at the moment, anytime soon.
Well, we got to buy good and bearish now that we hopefully we see some type of short covering bounce. The thing we're kind of looking forward here, the function market is to go lower and seek out some demand. That could happen. Then plus two, we have the option expiration here on Friday for the December options, but particularly corn. And that could set the stage that maybe some of these traders, hedgers can get everything squared away here, and we can see a little relief in the selling pressure occur on that. But it's going to take some time. The market's fairly well damaged. The next key support on the lead chart is going to be this $4 level basis December futures contract.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. What happened there?
Just continued optimism from the standpoint that you know, demand's still fairly decent. On the export inspections report showed we shipped out over 87 million bushels of corn versus 87 million bushels of beans versus 30 million of corn and about 18 million bushels of wheat. So we're seeing a continued aggressive export pace for the beans here. We're having the front end sort of hold together here over time with continued ideas that the southern hemisphere sees favorable weather. It's going to be awful hard to get something going as the world shifts their demand to the southern hemisphere. But beans, like the corn, particularly the soybean oil, has been hit real hard with the trans fat news and also the renewable fuels news coming out, Todd.
Anything for the livestock producer on the afternoon?
Well, the cattle market held in there until about midday. We saw lower cutout values and didn't see any real aggressive cash trades, so that sent some profit taking into the trade. Hog-wise, we saw some articles in the Wall Street Journal about ample pork production. A lot of talk of some of these carcass weights over 280 pounds where, you know, these hogs are getting up to almost small steer weight.
That's right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Take care, Todd.
You too. That's Kirk Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, and joins us here on the closing market report for this Monday afternoon.